Herbert Sobel, Richard Winters, and Ronald Spears. Each had made his own impact, but Winters, who had been associated with the company from day one to day 1095, had made the deepest impression. In the view of those who served in Easy Company, it was Dick Winters' company. The non-coms especially felt that way. The ones who served as corporals and sergeants in combat had been privates in Tocoa. They had spent their entire 3 years in E Company. Officers, except Winters, came and went. Many of the officers continued their association with E Company as members of the battalion or regimental staff. But only Winters and the non-coms were present and accounted for, or in hospital, every day of the company's existence. They held it together, most of all in those awful shellings in the woods of Bastogne, and at that critical moment in the attack on Foy before Spears replaced Dyke. The acknowledged leaders of the non-coms, on paper and in fact, were the first sergeants, William Evans, James Deal, Carwood Lipton, and Floyd Talbert. Sergeant Talbert was in the hospital at Fort Benjamin Harrison, Indiana, on September 30, 1945. He wrote a letter to Winters. He was no Webster as a writer, but he wrote from the heart and he spoke for every man who ever served in Easy Company. He said he wished they could get together to talk, as there were a lot of things he wanted to tell Winters. "The first thing I will try to explain is, Dick, you are loved and will never be forgotten by any soldier that ever served under you, or I should say with you, because that is the way you led. You are to me the greatest soldier I could ever hope to meet. A man can get something from war that is impossible to acquire any place else. It always seemed to strengthen my self-confidence or something. I don't know why I'm telling you this. You know all that. Well, I will cut this off for now. You are the best friend I ever had, and I only wish we could have been on a different basis. You were my ideal and motor in combat. The little major we both know summed you up in two words, the most brave and courageous soldier he ever knew. And I respected his judgment very much. He was a great soldier, too, and I informed him you were the greatest. Well, you know now why I would follow you into hell. When I was with you, I knew everything was absolutely under control." Winters felt as strongly about the men as they did about him. In 1991, he summed up his company's history and its meaning.